Hey, what's going on? I'm Ellis Williams, and you're listening to a special headlines edition of the Orange and Brown Talk podcast. Here's the latest happening with the Cleveland Browns. It was a busy week in Browns news as head coach Kevin Stefanski, GM Andrew Berry, and a development with J.J. Watt all unfolded. We had Stefanski and Berry talk, but let's start with Watt. Unfortunately for Browns fans, depending on how you fall on the side of it, J.J. Watt will not be joining the Cleveland Browns. Watt, a future Hall of Famer, signed a two-year deal worth $31 million and 23 of that guaranteed on Monday to join the Arizona Cardinals. Despite conflicting reports, Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot said league sources told Cleveland.com that the Browns didn't offer more for J.J. Watt than the Cardinals did. There were reports out there that the Colts and Browns both offered more, and the Tennessee Titans offered similar. The Browns were one of multiple teams interested in Watt, however, but didn't offer more than the $15.5 million a year the Cardinals gave him. The Browns will have to look elsewhere now to find a pass rusher opposite Myles Garrett. Free agency is already underway, but officially begins in about 10 days. Kevin Stefanski spoke with the media along with Andrew Berry. Let's start first with Stefanski's comments that would have taken place at the Indianapolis Combine, but were done via Zoom this year due to the Combine's cancellation. Stefanski's marching orders to his players after the loss to Kansas City in the AFC divisional round was to feel the sting for a while and use it as motivation to come back better, stronger, and smarter. Despite the fact he's NFL Coach of the Year, it sounds like he still feels like he has a lot to prove. He said, quote, "As we sit here in March, my focus and our focus, and as a team, our focus, is we have to get better. We have to improve. Us as coaches need to pull this thing apart, find ways to improve schematically. We have to evolve. I have to be a better coach next year for this team, and that's my goal. We're working really hard to find different ways for us all to get better. That's really the change in what's been going on the past few weeks. As we move forward into the offseason, we'll see how it shakes out and see what it looks like. But in the meantime, the focus is definitely on us getting better." GM Andrew Berry also spoke. He spoke highly of Odell Beckham Jr. He touched on Rashard Higgins, Odell Beckham Jr., and possibly another tight end coming to the Cleveland Browns, depending on how David Njoku's situation plays out. Of Rashard Higgins, he said, quote, "I will not specifically have dialogue about players," Berry said, "but he obviously played a key role for us this past year. Free agency can be difficult. He's earned the right to make the decision most appropriate for him." Higgins told Cleveland.com last week that he hasn't seen an offer yet, but that's largely because the salary cap hasn't been determined quite yet. Higgins has a market value of about $6 million a year, which would be $5 million than the Browns paid him a year ago. David Njoku still seems unhappy. Andrew Berry said, "We're really pleased with our tight ends room. I think that group did a nice job for us this year. David played really well for us this year. He did a nice job. I think he's a very young and productive player." David is due $6 million this season and makes for a good trade candidate, though the Browns would like to have him back. Berry's also eager to get Odell Beckham Jr., Grant Delpit, and Greedy Williams back on the field. All three, he said, are progressing well with their injuries and on track to return on time. That's the latest happening with the Cleveland Browns. I'm Ellis Williams. Don't forget to listen to the Orange and Brown Talk podcast featuring myself, Mary Kay Cabot, Scott Patsko, Dan Lobby, and Doug Lee Maurice at cleveland.com/podcasts or on your favorite podcast catcher.